Executive Director of Villa Terrace and Charles Ellis Art Museum. Art museums, the two museums, is here. So even though Supervisor Broderick is not here, we can take up the item. An appropriation of $210,000 is budgeted to replace two boilers at the Charles Ellis Art Museum. This project will be funded by general obligation bonds. The boilers are 30 years old. One of them is non-functioning, and the other one is deteriorating. Are there any questions of Ms. Costello related to this? Supervisor Haas.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, Ms. Costello.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Chairman, I was curious, do we know, is there an idea of how much, if there'd be a cost savings once the new boilers are in place? Obviously, if they're 30 years old, they'd be like this one I knew on the east side, where the landlord that owned that facility was paying my then-girlfriend a subsidy because she was getting $800 bills from We Energies. So, anyway, my point is, my question is, Mr. Chair.
She was keeping warm.
No, that too.
Good question, Supervisor.
Is there a... is there no cost savings that would come from these new...
I can give you a rough idea.
Ms. Costello?
Good afternoon, and thank you, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. Our current boiler, we're down to one, is operating at about a 60% efficiency, where the new boiler would operate at about a 99% efficiency. So there'd be quite a cost savings.
And Mr. Chairman, another brief question. Because you're down to the one boiler, are you operating space heaters or other units to try? Were you operating those last winter to make up for the lack of heat?
No. We literally, it's the original part of the mansion is where the boiler went out. And what we did was we have the Great Hall, which was added on about 15 years ago. So we've left doors open between the new parts of the building and the older part of the building to make sure that heat goes through. Probably on its coldest day, it would be in the upper 50s, low 60s. Our greatest concern at this point is for the artwork, because as I'm sure you're all aware, what the change of heat and cold and not having the proper humidity, and we have millions of dollars worth of artwork in the Alice. So that's how we did it last winter, because the boiler died about halfway through the season.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll move approval if it has not been done already.
Supervisor Haas moves approval. Supervisor Stamper, then Jersey.
I remember this discussion earlier, so from previous finance, so I was just going to move approval. Haas has not done.
Okay. Supervisor Jersey.
Yeah, I'm just going to repeat my comment. I think we might be wise to borrow this year. I don't have a crystal ball, but that's just my guess, so I'm going to support that.
Thank you very much. Ms. Costello, could you – I didn't quite hear the efficiencies of the two boilers.
We'll be going from about a 60% efficiency to about a 99% efficiency, and we did have a comprehensive independent energy audit done in early 2012 to find out where we would be if we did some of these energy efficiency savings.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Supervisor Schmidt.
Yes, and you know, I understand. I'm just a small concern, and I appreciate what Supervisor Jersey said before too. I'm not going to nitpick on, you know, are we going to be $100,000 over, $50,000 over on our capital? But I guess, do we have an idea? I had a couple other ideas, and I'd love to be maybe some others coming in too. Where we are right now as far as our kind of self-imposed cap, and doesn't mean we can't go over it. I understand that. But I'm just wondering why this one wasn't in. Number one, I was wondering why this, in this kind of situation, why it wasn't in kind of recommended projects. And number two, where we're at right now. Those would be my two questions. Thank you.
Mr. Masterson or Mr. Fudge?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Vince will give you an update on where we're at with the cap right now.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. Right now, you're about approximately $973,000 under the self-imposed cap of approximately $36.6 million.
How do we get under, what was that big one?
We had a large parks amendment
the
previous day.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
that's the bulk of it.
Okay, get your boiler.
Any other comments, questions, concerns?
Thank you.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve Amendment 1B001 is approved.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Supervisors.